Another factor affecting the political environment in Turkey is the flow of refugees from the civil war in Syria. But migration is a phenomenon affecting many countries now. In much of the world, in fact, people are on the move. They are fleeing war, deprivation, and other dangers. And that got us thinking about Central American countries where violence led to a surge of migrants to the U.S. last year. Many of them were unaccompanied children. Armando Trull of member station WAMU in Washington reports on one family's experience, and we'd like to mention only middle names are used in this story for safety reasons.
Vanessa is cooking frijoles, beans, over a wood-burning stove in the open courtyard of a very modest home. The 17-year-old is in the town of San Miguel, a few hours from El Salvador's capital. Vanessa isn't from San Miguel. This is just the latest stop on a desperate flight to escape criminal gangs known as maras.
They would often come to our home, looking for us.
Vanessa says a few years back, maras targeted her 15-year-old cousin the same way.
They would follow him everywhere, pushing him to join that gang. One day he walked me to school, hugged me, and never came back.
Fearing for her life, Vanessa ran away with her 16-year-old sister, Flor, to San Miguel. The girls managed to escape the gangs chasing them. They haven't been able to escape the violence that's consuming El Salvador.
It's a jungle out there. If you don't know, you might walk into the wrong street. That's it for you.
Carlos is a former gang member, deported from the Washington, D.C. area after serving time for gang activities. He now lives in Ciudad Delgado. A small, narrow-gauge train bisects the shanty town with its cinder-block homes and dangerous alleys. In scores of poor towns and neighborhoods like Ciudad Delgado, gangs fight each other for control.
They'll kill you right in front of your wife, your mother, and your kids.
Around 5,000 people have been murdered in El Salvador this year. The death toll puts El Salvador on track to become the deadliest non-war country in the world. Things are almost as bad in neighboring countries.
Circumstances in Central America continue to be incredibly difficult.
Cecilia Munoz is assistant to President Obama and one of the key White House officials dealing with immigration policy. The administration has presented a $1 billion aid package to Congress. The money will help El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala address violence and poverty, factors that continue to push undocumented minors into dangerous and illegal border crossings.
The phenomenon of migration hasn't stopped. We're not seeing the huge influx that we saw last year, but we're not seeing zero either.
Far from zero. This fiscal year, 20,000 undocumented Central American children crossed the border illegally. That's roughly half of those who did so in 2014. But the actual number of Central American children endangered by violence and poverty hasn't diminished. 33-year-old Emilia lives in Washington, D.C. She understands the violence quite well. Vanessa and Flor, the girls who moved to San Miguel to escape the gangs, are her daughters. Emilia came to the U.S. 11 years ago in search of work so she could provide a better life for her daughters. And now, events in El Salvador terrify her.
Two of my daughter's former schoolmates were kidnapped and raped. As a mother, I'm doing everything I can to keep that from happening.
Emilia recently became a U.S. citizen and has applied for visas so her daughters can come legally. Because of her new status, they moved to the front of the line. But the process can take months. Emilia says each day they wait is agonizing because she feels the gangs are closing in on her daughters.
Because you can't play with those people. Gang members don't stop until they get what they want.
The truth of that statement became very clear a few weeks ago when Emilia learned that the gangs had tracked her daughters to San Miguel. Desperate, Emilia flew to El Salvador. From there, the frightened mother and daughters drove to another Central American country, which for security reasons we won't divulge. There they await for U.S. visas. For NPR News, I'm Armando Trull in Washington.